Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a resolution that stands with Israel, rebukes the U.N., and rebukes President Obama. I feel like it's Christmas Eve, because tomorrow, he will not be the President of the United States anymore. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel.
Matt, you're like a little kid at Christmas here. I think you're so excited.
I'm so excited. I mean, the 8 years reign of terror is coming to an end.
The blood, sweat, and tears.
Thank God that it is coming to an end. And one of the swan song acts that he did was withhold the U.S. veto when this United Nations worthless organization got together toward the end of 2016 and passed a resolution that condemned Israel, condemned the settlements, so-called, of Israel, and the United States did not exercise the veto. And then, not only did they not exercise the veto, the administration came out, including Secretary of State, former Secretary of State John Kerry, I like the word former on there, to further condemn Israel. Well, the House of Representatives would have nothing of it. Democrats and Republicans passed this measure. Over 100 Democrats joined with Republicans. It passed 342-80. It garnered the bipartisan support. And the resolution that was passed, one, disapproves of the United Nations Security Council Resolution 2334, adopted on December 23, 2016, disapproves of President Barack Obama and his administration's failure to veto this one-sided anti-Israel resolution. The United States government, in the future, must continue to oppose and veto United Nations Security Council resolutions that are one-sided and anti-Israel, affirms its commitment to the State of Israel as our loyal friend and strong ally in the Middle East, and finally affirms a commitment from Congress to strengthen the U.S. alliance with the State of Israel.
Yeah, you know, it is a bright day, and it looks like a bright future for American-Israeli relations, one of our strongest allies on the globe. And this President Obama and his administration, you know, Matt, for 8 years on Faith and Freedom, we've been talking about, and with evidence after evidence after evidence, that this president was sympathetic to terrorist organizations like Hamas, the Palestinian Authority, and the Palestinian cause, and was anti-Semitic. Well, they showed their anti-Semitic fangs, and there's no other word for it. By pushing, there's a lot of evidence that shows that John Kerry and Barack Obama pushed this UN resolution and then refused to veto it.
They did not just refrain from exercising the veto. They were part of orchestrating and say,
that's right,
if you guys can pass it and we're going to help you, we will not veto it. So green light.
So what needs to happen? What should Donald Trump do? I think
they ought to defund the UN.
They ought to defund the United Nations unless they ought to defund them, period.
Just defund them. Just defund them. If they defunded them, they would go bankrupt. They would not have the ability to move forward. I think we defund them. This is an institution that was flawed from the beginning, and it's certainly worthless and irrelevant now. And I think under a Trump administration, we ought to simply defund them. When they took this swipe at Israel, I mean, here we have Matt and Holly. There's no resolution condemning North Korea. None.
Right.
There's no resolution condemning Iran. Zero. No resolution condemning what's going on in Syria, Iraq. No resolution against ISIS. No resolution against some of these other terrorist activities in other countries. There's no outrage about what just recently happened in Israel while we were there, frankly, where this person, 28-year-old, father of four, takes a truck and runs over four IDF soldiers, and not only runs over them, backs up to try to finish the job. He was ultimately taken out by IDF. No condemnation from the President of the United States. No condemnation from the United Nations. And by the way, just as a footnote, a good friend of mine has a 20-year-old daughter serving in the IDF.
Oh.
Samuel Smadja. He owns the Turbus company, and his father was the first one to establish a Messianic synagogue in Jerusalem. He's also a pastor. his daughters in the IDF, 20 years of age. She roomed with one of those IDF women who
That's
were killed,
heartbreaking.
Also 20 years of age. Oh. She attended the funeral a few days ago. They both had just finished officer training school. This was her first officer training school tour and her first sight as an officer in the IDF. She was so excited about being there. And when this news broke, this young girl who was her roommate tried to contact her. No response on the phone. Finally, at 7 o'clock that night, found out that her roommate was killed by this person. Wow. Not a bit of condemnation from the UN. No condemnation from the President of the United States.
Not a word.
And yet the UN comes out and condemns the only democratic country in the Middle East, Israel. And by the way, you know, they're trying to push Israel to the so-called two-state solution. You know what? Hamas, on the day that this happened and afterward, where this guy runs over these innocent, young, 20-year-old IDF soldiers, what did Hamas do? They are the controlling government in Gaza. What did they do? Did they come out and condemn it? Were they even silent? No. They gave out candy to children celebrating this, quote, heroic act against the occupiers. Now, you expect us to push Israel into some kind of two-state solution with a terrorist organization?
That says you don't have a right to exist, and yet Obama, the Obama administration and the United Nations side with the terrorists, with Hamas, with Hezbollah, with the Palestinian Authority against our strongest democratic ally in the Middle East. There is no freer place for Muslims than in Israel, than in Jerusalem. And yet, it's just unbelievable. It's so incongruous. It's so backward. And thank God that we are going to flip the narrative here now and flip the policy and once again have a United States that is friendly to and in defense of Israel.
Yeah, and you know, this resolution unfortunately encourages this kind of violence. It encourages these Hamas governments, this government in Gaza, to actually commit violence.
People
That's
will
the
die.
Tragedy of it. As a result, however, though, it's no better than the paper that it's written on, because the United States under this new administration will not stand by and disrespect Israel. We will be a stronger ally of Israel, as we should be. The Obama administration is a disgrace. This UN resolution shows how much the UN is out of step and why it should simply be defunded.
Right. It's going to be a breath of fresh air. President-elect Trump has committed to put the capital back in its rightful place in Israel, to be pro-Israel in these different initiatives. He surrounds himself with pro-Israel people. His son-in-law is Orthodox Jew. So, you know, it's going to be a breath of fresh air to be able to say goodbye to the Obama administration, and who were basically enemies of Israel.
Yeah, I mean, they encourage these kinds of radicalization in the Middle East.
And funding these
and
radical
terrorists. They actively, we now know that they actively used funds to work in the election process to try to knock Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu from being the Prime Minister of Israel.
Right.
Obama did that. Obama and his cronies did that. Good news, he's gone.
Goodbye.
And Israel is a strong ally. We will move the embassy from Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
We have the consulate there already in Jerusalem. Why do you separate the consulate from the embassy? So because the United States has been chicken, and this includes George W. Bush, by the way, because George W. Bush had the ability to do what Donald Trump said he's going to do, because Congress had already passed legislation to allow the moving of the embassy, and George Bush was too chicken to do that. So this president will do it. 2017 is a new year. This year, we'll see the transition of power in Washington, D.C. There's great opportunities. We will reunite the embassy back to the consulate. It will be in Jerusalem, the undivided, eternal capital of Israel. We will stand with Israel under this new administration. This is such a breath of fresh air. We have so much opportunity ahead of us. I encourage you to come alongside of us. Liberty Council has Christians in Defense of Israel, an education and advocacy organization. You can go to cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org. That's our Christians in Defense of Israel. We have Covenant Journey, which takes Christian college-age students who are leaders to Israel for a life-changing experience. That's covenantjourney.org. You can go to lc.org, our main webpage, for all these different affiliated ministries. Stand with us as we advance religious freedom, life, and family here in this country, and also continue to advance our relationship and advocacy of Israel and our Jewish brothers and sisters. Go to lc.org, stand with us today, visit our website, and support Liberty Council with your contributions.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.